Well, good morning, everyone. Welcome to another News in Focus podcast on Sunday morning, April 21st, 8:15 a.m. Eastern Time. This is Pastor Sean at Berean Baptist Church. Kansas Governor Brownback signs sweeping pro-life bill into law. Good news. I've got some good news for you this morning, and I'm sure based on this last week of podcast, you're looking for some good news. Kansas Governor Sam Brownback has signed into law a pro-life piece of legislation considered by many to be sweeping in its restriction of abortion. Brownback signed the bill Friday, which, among other things, blocked tax breaks for abortion providers and stops them from being involved in public school sex education classes. The bill, known as House Bill 2253, includes language that defines life as beginning at fertilization and was passed overwhelmingly by Kansas Republican-controlled House and Senate. On and after July 1, 2013, the laws of this state shall be interpreted and construed to acknowledge on behalf of the unborn child at every stage of development all the rights and privileges and immunities available to other persons, citizens and residents of this state, subject only to the Constitution of the United States and the decisional interpretations thereof by the United States Supreme Court, and specific provisions to the, reads the House Bill 2253 in part. So did you hear that language? Let's be particular in acknowledging that they're referring to the fetus as an unborn child. That is exceptionally good language. Also called the Pro-Life Protections Act, House Bill 2253 was drafted by State Representative Lance Kinzer, Republican from Olathe. I presume that is a county or city. These measures represent a significant step forward in our ongoing effort to advance thoughtful and targeted legislation that both defends innocent human life and protects women who are so often exploited by the abortion industry. Now, there is a sentence worth pausing about. When was the last time you heard anyone talk about the women that are exploited by the abortion industry? And yet, there is testimony in this case going on in Philadelphia. There is testimony with the doctor that was aborting babies and the debacle that was happening, even live births. There is testimony that these women were encouraged to get pregnant. And it's difficult to imagine, but some communicated abortions up to 17 times. 17 times. That's a phenomenal number. The doctor that we are making reference to in Philadelphia is the doctor by the name of Gosnell, G-O-S-N-E-L-L. And if you've not listened to that podcast, and if you're not paying attention to what's going on in his city, in that city of Philadelphia, and in this case, let me encourage you to Google it and get read up on what's going on. Take a listen to the podcast. Not everyone supported House Bill 2253. In an editorial published in the Kansas City Star, the paper denounced the bill as cruel and overreach. Cruel and overreach. By removing the option of abortion, legislators are imposing their will and beliefs on people in desperate situations. There's no regard for the child. Kaiser's thinking is arrogant and harmful. Why would a talented young doctor want to practice in a state that requires physicians to perpetuate a discredited scare tactic? Unbelievable. House Bill 2253 was introduced on Wednesday, February 6th, and referred to the House Committee on Federal and State Affairs the following day. After a lengthy amendment process, House Bill 2253 was brought before the House, passed in a vote of 92 yeas, to 31 nays on Wednesday, March 20th. It would be referred to the Senate Committee on Public Health and Welfare the following day. After another lengthy round of proposed amendments, the bill would be approved by the Senate 29-11. 29-11, another great percentage. And then it says, we are grateful to Governor Brownback for his strong leadership and dedication to promoting a culture of life in Kansas, said Kansas for Life in a statement. So a culture of life, a culture in life in the state of Kansas. What a great, great victory. Congratulations to all believers and all those that support life in the state of Kansas. We pray that other states will look at this legislation and model more bills like it in their states. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.